The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
FYI, 4 weeks ago on July 19th, retired Captain Dave Wilson of the U.S. Navy wrote a unique clarification of the war initiated by Hezbollah against Israel. Captain Dave Wilson is not Jewish. It was Hezbollah's ultimate behavior to create this war so that Israel took the bait and went to war, intending to destroy Hezbollah once and for all. Captain Wilson's title was, "Why the World Should Stand Back and Let Israel Do What It Has to Do. Here's the plan and see how Israel fell into the trap." President Lahoud of Lebanon, a big supporter and close ally of Syria, has been shrieking nonstop to the UN Security Council for the past several days to force Israel into a ceasefire. Clearly, he had been reading his autographed copy of Military Success for Dummies, Arab Despots, by the late Nasser, leader of Egypt. Ever since Nasser accidentally discovered the trick in 1956, every subsequent Arab leader has stuck to his tried-and-true formula for military success. It's called instigate a war. Once the war is well underway and you're in the process of having your ass handed to you, get a few world powers to force your Western opponent into a ceasefire. Whatever you do, don't surrender or submit to any terms dictated by your enemy. That would ruin everything. All you have to do is wait it out, and eventually the world will become sickened by what is being done to your soldiers and civilian population, and it will force a truce. Once a truce has been called, you can resume your intransigence, which probably caused the conflict in the first place, and even declare victory as your opponent leaves the field of battle. This tactic has never failed, not once. In fact, it worked so well for the Egyptians in 1973 that to this day they celebrate the Yom Kippur War, a crushing defeat at the hands of Israel, as military victory. No kidding. It's a national holiday in Egypt. Lebanon President Lahoud keeps shrieking like a schoolgirl to the UN Security Council, "Stop the violence, arrange a ceasefire, and then after that we'll be ready to discuss all the matters." Forgive me if I find that hard to swallow. He allowed Hezbollah to take over his country. He has turned a blind eye while Iranian and Syrian weapons, advisors, and money have poured into his country. And now that his country is in ruins, he wants to call it a draw. As much as it may sicken the world to stand by and watch it happen, strong hands need to hold back the weak-hearted and let the fight continue until one side finally admits absolute defeat. That did not happen this time. Thank you, Captain Dave Wilson, for telling it accurately. Now it's after the fact. We'll probably never know for sure why Israel capitulated to whatever pressure that was put upon her to agree to the ceasefire before the job was done. Maybe the realization that, in fact, Israel was fighting four enemies at once: Hezbollah, the phony Lebanon president, Syria, and Iran, the latter two who supplied all the thousands of Katyushas and other weapons pointed at Israel nonstop for 31 days. And now the phony ceasefire. After one day, Hezbollah reneged on the peace agreement and refuses to give up its arms. And an impotent UN peace force now will not be in place for months. And the Lebanon army, infiltrated with Hezbollah, will keep the peace. What a sick joke. Before Islamic fascism takes over the world, Israel and the U.S. and other peace-loving countries must wake up now and eliminate both Iranian and Syrian power before Hezbollah can be surely destroyed. Put bluntly, we are presently living in a twilight zone where goodness is perceived as evil and evil as goodness. If goodness does not band together and deal once and for all with the Irans, Syrias, and North Koreas of the world, our civilization will be on its way out. For KSEO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.